firmly believe that we will be able to better understand and implement new practices that can bring immediate returns to our bottom line.
Welcome to In the Driver's Seat, a podcast on managing financial risk in your grain operation, brought to you by ABM.
Welcome back. This is Holly Donato, and Doug Rosa is back with me today. He's VP of Producer Marketing at ADM. Welcome, Doug. How are you?
Thanks, Holly. Nice to be here again.
So the 2017 Census of Agriculture has just been published. I guess it must have taken them a couple of years to crunch the numbers, but some interesting facts about millennials and women have come up in them that are making some news, and I thought we'd talk about the younger generation. First of all, what trends have you picked up on from that census or other statistics you've run across?
Yeah, I think we always talk about, the farmer is getting older, there's fewer farms, and all of that is true. Some of the stats I took note of is there are fewer farmers, down 3.2% in the last 4 or 5 years. So a small tick down, larger operations, yep, that's up a little bit. There is, though, probably a bigger consolidation at the very top. So 5% of the farms make up 75% of the sales. So all of those stats are interesting to me. You know, yes, the farmer is getting older, up a little bit to 57.5, but there are 300,000 producers who are less than 35 years old.
Does that kind of reflect the succession going on, you think? Farms are being passed down?
Well, I do, and I think it gets maybe lost in getting discussed much. That's a lot, and so we know the transition is happening. We know that it's more in some periods of time than in others. 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, there was a lot of that, and then it probably slows down. But there's a large number of producers who are, relatively young, and 25% of that group has less than 10 years experience. So we're not going to stop producing. There are younger producers coming into the business.
So things are changing in the landscape of who is farming. And I caught up with three young farmers in particular at a recent conference I went to and just kind of picked their brain a little bit on, are they optimistic? You know, we hear some doom and gloom in agriculture right now. What are they feeling is on the horizon for them in terms of opportunity? And then my second question was, well, what kind of skills do you think it's going to take to succeed long term? And so I came up with some kind of interesting answers, and I wanted to hear from them and then come back and see how ADM might be positioning itself or changing services or adding things to change with the demographics of farmers today. So we'll go to those recordings now, and then we'll come back, Doug. To start off with, here's Brad Walk from Illinois. And by the way, he's got several off-farm income streams, which is getting more and more typical. So here's Brad. So I'm at the Farm Futures Summit here in Iowa, and I'm talking with Brad Walk, who farms in Illinois. Brad, tell me a little bit about your operation, what crops you grow, how much, and how long you've been in operation.
Yes, I'm in central Illinois from Sigel, which is south of Champaign, about 60 miles. We have a diversified grain and livestock operation. We raise cattle, we feed out cattle, and we also have a wean-to-finish operation. And we have several trucks on the road. And then we also buy and sell tractors and restore them for kind of an off-farm income.
Is that pretty typical, you think, is for farmers to diversify into a lot of different income streams right now?
I think it's becoming a lot more normal. And, a lot of people are doing that just to try to pick up what they can.
What kind of encouragement would you give your peers in these times when it's kind of hard to be optimistic? What are you optimistic about?
I'm very optimistic. There's a ton of opportunity. There's a lot of, I hate to say older people, but, the age of farmers right now is somewhat high, and I think that turnover is going to give a lot of opportunity for guys coming up, and they just need to be willing to buckle down and manage their risk. They can't get too big for their shoes too fast. That's one thing that I did run into when I went to school. My professors at the U of I were telling me I'd have to double my sales every 2, 3, 4 years just to stay competitive. It's not about growing fast. It's just about being smart.
Next, here's Brett Heineman, who returned to his farm after getting a business degree and managing a retail store. All right. I'm talking to Brett Heineman here at the Farm Futures Ag Summit. And Brett, tell me about your farm, what you farm, where, and how many acres?
We farm over by Ogden, Iowa. I farm with my uncle and my dad and my two cousins. We're a fifth generation farm. We do commercial corn, seed beans, and we do a lot of custom work.
We hear a lot about the tough year that it's going to be again this year. What's good about the future that you see?
I see it as a challenge to get better. I'm not so much scared of it, it's more of learning how to do more with less. I think it comes more down to efficiencies, like is there a more efficient way for us to grow a crop with less?
And last, here's Scott Henry, who's married to a city girl, he calls her, with a career in town as an attorney, which is also becoming more prevalent as having a spouse who works off-farm. I'm here at the Farm Futures Ag Summit, and I'm talking to Scott Henry from Iowa. And Scott, tell me a little bit about your operation, your crops, and your location.
Our farm would be a fourth-generation family farm in Nevada, Iowa, and we'd raise corn, soybeans, and do quite a bit of seed corn production for several different area seed companies, as well as provide custom farming services for farm managers, absentee landowners, and investors. I am really excited for what the future holds in our industry, specifically when you start looking at just the insights that are going to come from the data and information that's now able to be not just collected, because we've been able to collect it for a while, but truly analyzed and aggregated across a larger spectrum as the adoption rates continue to grow. I firmly believe that we will be able to better understand and implement new practices that can bring immediate returns to our bottom line.
So, Doug, what do you think of the outlook of those farmers? Does the optimism surprise you at all?
The optimism doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, farmers are the most optimistic people on the planet, I think. But it's refreshing to hear some of their young person perspectives, and it helps guide us on how we stay current with what they're looking for. And if there's a few things I took away from their conversation is one, they talk a lot about opportunities. So they're always thinking about what is the next opportunity. So yes, there are some things that aren't going very well, but there's always another opportunity created. You know, the other one that I heard mentioned is managing risk. And that's an interesting one, because I don't think people define risk the same, but it's a big deal and a big part of what we do. I also heard about being smarter versus being bigger. So you got to get bigger to succeed, but it's farming smarter, and that's how you get bigger. Data insights was also an interesting one. So much technology and so much data. They're trying to figure out how to leverage it. We're trying to figure out how to help them leverage it.
So this disciplines that they are bringing to the table kind of go along with the idea of the technology and learning as much as they can to increase their chance of success. So let's go back to them now and hear what disciplines in farming they're either depending on or they really are advising their peers bone up on a little bit more. Here are Brad, Brent, and Scott again.
Do you have like management strategies or small things you try to do year after year to try to reduce your risk or manage your risk better?
Yeah, I think everybody kind of goes through and evaluates their farm from top to bottom, or they probably should. If they're not, they're probably not going to be around for a long time. But things that I personally focus on would be more discipline as far as time. You know, manage your time. You know, look at your cost. Do you need this? Just common sense things. Try to get by with less money and be more efficient with your time. You get more done. Have more time for your family.
That's a good balanced approach to life, right? Not be all about work, but still be productive.
Right. Yes. Yeah, it's all about keeping the family happy.
What about grain marketing? Have you incorporated any new strategies or things that you think are helping you out?
Yeah, we always try to do better with that too. Trying to set target prices and goals for your income per acre and try to get marketing analysis and strategies from different guys that are involved in the markets. Of course, nobody knows what's really going to happen. So spread your risk the best you can do. Maybe spread out your sales. Set goals for yourself and stick with it.
And so what habits or small things do you try to do consistently to make sure your operation is managing its risk in particular?
The biggest thing is just having a balance sheet, knowing what your break-evens are. I mean, it takes time to build your first one, but once you get it built, it's very helpful. Other things, you know, of course, you're always looking at ROI, looking for new trends in technology.
What kind of skills do you think that farmers are going to need more and more of that are really worth the investment in learning?
I think the biggest one is understanding plant physiology. That'll be a big one. I mean, you also got to be able to manage people is a big one. There's a lot of hats you got to wear, especially if you're a one-person operation. It helps if you can delegate responsibilities and someone is responsible for certain boxes, per se, like agronomy or marketing or just management of people.
Now, you said in the panel that you manage the agronomy side of your operation. How does it work on the marketing side, and how do you work those two as two sides of a coin so that you get ROI out of the agronomy?
That's a good question. To figure ROI on the agronomy, we got to know, we usually figure if corn went down, for example, right now, corn's probably $3.50. We will go down to $3 on it just because you don't know what the market trends are going to happen or what's going to happen in the markets. So we figure $3 and we'll do a trial or something like it and test it. And if it shows profitability at a lower income income stream, then it's worth vetting it for another year. We usually vet something for 3 years before we implement it into our program.
What do you try to do year in and year out to improve your risk position?
Two things. One would be always assume that you can cut more out of each line item on the budget. And so we look at everything on an annual basis and try to either negotiate or better position ourselves to make sure that those line items are always working in our favor as best we can. The second piece would come more with our grain marketing approach and using options, puts and calls as part of our hedging strategy and overall merchandising strategy for our grain as a way to remove some of the risk that is there, albeit at a slight premium or at a cost, as well as be able to sleep at night too.
What skills do you want to tell your peers to get better at for these tough times we're having right now in farming?
I think that financial management is, nobody can ever know enough. And when it really comes down to understanding what your financial statements are going to look like as a result of the decisions that you're making as a manager, understanding accrual accounting and looking at how your budget impacts your cash flow throughout the year, as well as ultimately what you're going to be able to make on a per acre basis or on a per bushel basis, having a very in-depth and detailed understanding of all of those specific financial line items and components is very, very valuable.
Do you market around specific price objectives?
We try to. What we do is more tied to percentages of our crop in certain percentages of position. And so if we know that we want to be X percent covered by March and then have another target by June with the goal of having a coverage on 100% of our expected crop, whether that be through cash sales or through options, that has been our approach on the grain marketing that has worked well for us.
So, Doug, they talked a lot about management styles, and if there's one theme I heard over and over again, it's information. So how does that kind of changing the way ADM is approaching how they do business with these producers?
It's such good advice from a lot of them. So information, like you said, is one of them. But how do you turn information into insight, and then how do you turn insight into action? You know, otherwise it's just noise, and they're really working hard to figure that space out as well as us. So hearing their perspective is great.
What is ADM doing at the farm level, would you say, that are sort of most tangible to a young farmer these days that maybe they don't know as much about as we'd like them to?
We just launched a new joint venture with GrainBridge LLC based in Omaha with Cargill. And for the first time in a long time, I feel like we're really on a path to offering technology, but insight that you transfer to information, and how do you make sense of all of these moving parts, and how do you see the impact of these things playing out in real time. So I'm very excited about what we're working on and what we will have in the market soon that will make it easy for farmers to see and understand how their decision impact their bottom line and their top lines.
And millennials have, on average, I read, 3 devices every day that they're online with. So everything from turning on the irrigation system, right, from their smartphone to, paying for merchandise right on their bank app. So what do you have in the field right now that, say, helps a farmer with an offer at the local elevator or some of those things?
We have apps. GrainBridge is kind of our focus right now, but we do have apps. ADM FarmView is one, very functional. It's not very old, and we have a lot of people who really like using that, the mobile functionality, to discover prices and to look at their account. ADM Offer Management is another one, an application that can be downloaded that just lets people make firm offers to sell grain at target prices. And you know, I'm going to parlay that into some things I heard in their conversation where they're talking about target prices, break evens, you know, income goals, you know, all of that stuff. These applications are trying to make it easier to get to the point where you can create a good target price and then get to a point where you have the ability to execute on that. So it's fun. It's fun to work with growers that want to accomplish this in an easier way and to be able to hopefully provide tools that help them do that.
Thanks, Doug. Check out any of those tools at admadvantage.com. You can download Offer Management directly from the App Store and Google Play. Go to admfarmview.com and open an account directly on that site, or ask your ADM team to help you set you up on that tool. Meanwhile, thanks for listening, and be well managing your grain operation.
This has been In the Driver's Seat, brought to you by ABM. To learn more about managing financial risk in your grain operation, talk to your local ABM representative or go to admadvantage.com.